buy a bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed a shelter pet. Buy another bag of Hill's Pet Nutrition, help feed more shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Buy Hill's, help feed shelter pets. Every time you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet in need, helping them become healthy, happy, and more adoptable. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/radio or tap the banner to learn more.
Well, our weather pattern change underway. It began to some degree yesterday with winds becoming onshore or out of the east fairly early in the day. So isolated showers developed along I-95. They were heavy, but they were very hit and miss. And then as that sea breeze moved more inland and encountered the West Coast sea breeze, we had kind of an explosion, if you will, of thunderstorms just west of Jacksonville. Quite a bit of lightning in the western skies during the evening. But that's where all the action was for the most widespread, heaviest rainfall. Parts of Baker County saw 1 to 2 inches of rain during the late afternoon, early evening hours. Well, now we go drier, not only because we have an east wind, because sometimes that can be quite wet this time of year, but there's also some dry air coming around an area of high pressure to our north that will really shut off the wet season here for a couple of days. There'll be a few isolated showers, but nothing widespread and no significant rainfall. And then on Saturday, a little disturbance will move across the area with a little push of tropical moisture, and so that should increase our showers and thunderstorms on Saturday. It still, though, is not anywhere close to a washout. It'll be scattered, and the tendency will be for a few showers near the beaches in the morning, and then as the sea breeze really kicks in, some isolated to widely scattered showers and storms along the I-95 corridor in the middle of the day, and then numerous showers and thunderstorms from Highway 301 and points west later in the day. That's on Saturday. Sunday, the showers become more widely scattered again right on into the early part of the week, and really not much of a change in this overall pattern until perhaps the middle of next week when we could go back to some wetter days. So temperature-wise, not bad. We'll reach the low 90s inland, but only the mid to upper 80s at the beaches right on through the weekend now with an east wind. Even though it's not real strong, it does increase our rip current risk. So we're going to have a moderate rip current risk for tomorrow, Friday, and into the weekend. Always swimming and surfing with a buddy and as close to a lifeguard as at all possible. We're looking at no real significant rain for our beaches either through this pattern outside of those few morning showers at times. In the tropics, all good news here continues. We have nothing brewing. A pretty active tropical wave has come off the coast of Africa, but it looks like it'll struggle once it gets to the central Atlantic. In the Burrish blog, I've talked about NOAA's La Nina watch, a cooling of the equatorial Pacific, which can impact global weather, and also our hurricane season. We've talked about this for many, many weeks, but it's one of the reasons that the hurricane numbers are forecast to be higher this year, even though it's quiet right now. And how about Comet Neowise? Goodness gracious, gorgeous view the last few weeks in the low northeastern sky early in the morning. Well, now it's shifted to the northwest sky, and I've posted in the Burrish blog how you can find it. You do need binoculars. It's now moving away from the sun, so it'll lose some of its brightness. But having said that, it'll also be reaching its closest approach to the Earth over the next 7 or 8 days, which could sort of offset that change in brightness. So take a look, 9:30 to 11 o'clock at night or so, give or take, a little bit below the Big Dipper. And I've posted information on that and even sort of a map of the sky in the Burrish blog. I've also talked about the 2020 disasters. We're already up to $10 billion disasters this year. The average for a whole year going back to 1980 is only 6.5. And I also should address fishing. Got the next couple days, right, you guys? We have the kingfish tournaments underway today, right through tomorrow. We will have that east wind, about 10 to 15 miles per hour. That always makes it a little tougher, a little rougher, but the seas will still only average about 2 to 3 feet, and water temperatures are generally in the mid-80s. A little bit of a bump the last couple of days, especially with an east wind. And so for the red snapper season this year, we have one day left. It's tomorrow, and it's a similar forecast as it will be for the kingfish tournament. An east wind, 10 to 15 miles per hour, perhaps an isolated shower, but it won't be much. Plenty of sun, water temperatures in the mid-80s, air temperatures mid to upper 80s. Good luck, fisher folk. All right, that's all your weather all the time. Have a great day. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.